And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 1st of September, 2025. Today is International Primate Day, an annual educational event organized since 2005, largely by British-based Animal Defenders International. The day is a celebration of all higher and lower primates and endorses humane agendas where primates are at risk, as in research labs or species endangerment. The Great Ape Project is campaigning to have the United Nations endorse a declaration on great apes. This would extend what the project calls the community of equals to include chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans. The declaration seeks to extend to non-human great apes the protection of three basic interests: the right to life, the protection of individual liberty, and the prohibition of torture. It's the birthday of Asa Kazar, born on this day in 1973. Asa Kazar is a Jewish religious scholar, rabbi, scribe, and advocate for veganism. He has given many public lectures, many available on YouTube, in support of veganism as both a Torah imperative to avoid cruelty to animals, as well as it being the Torah's ideal for mankind. Kazar's stance is that all Jews should follow a vegan diet. He argues that although the Torah permits eating meat, not everything permitted in the Torah should necessarily be done, and the Torah permits eating meat only as a concession, in the same way the Torah permits such antiquated deeds as owning slaves. Rabbi Kazar uses classical Jewish sources to argue that consumption of animals or their products are in violation of Jewish law. It was on this day in 2013, the book entitled Meatonomics by David Robinson Simon was published. The book strives to make Americans aware of the realities of the economic system that supports our country's supply of animal-based foods. Though we only fork over a few dollars per pound of meat at the grocery store, we end up paying much more than that in tax dollar-fueled government subsidies, $38 billion more to be exact. And that's just one layer of hidden costs. Sustainability advocate and author David Robinson Simon gives his readers informed, lasting solutions. He uses his expertise as a lawyer to illustrate how government marketing is influencing what we think of as healthy eating, just how much of our money is used to prop up the meat and dairy production industries, and what we can do to change ourselves and our country for the better. The publication of The ALF Strikes Again, Collected Writings of the Animal Liberation Front in North America, was on this day in 2021. Edited by Peter Young, this 700-page book is the largest ever collection of writing from members of the Animal Liberation Front, the radical fringe of the animal rights movement. From anonymous interviews with animal rights activists behind the rescue of 1,200 animals from the University of Arizona, to how-to guides on sinking whaling ships, to how it was done pieces on the ALF shutting down an Iowa fur farm. It's all documented here. The ALF breaks into buildings, rescues animals, and destroys property of animal abusers. They work outside the law, and unless caught, their identities are never known. 40 years into the ALF's history in North America, despite over 1,000 actions, being the subject of multiple congressional hearings, and surviving the label of America's number one domestic terrorist threat, their history has been largely untold. This book is a platform for the Animal Liberation Front to finally tell their story and settle the score on what the ALF is, what they believe, and exactly how they do what they do. And here's a reading from the Torah, Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 31. God spoke, "Let us make human beings in our image, make them reflecting our nature, so they can be responsible for the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the cattle, and yes, earth itself, and every animal that moves on the face of the earth." God created human beings. He created them godlike, reflecting God's nature. He created them male and female. God blessed them. "Prosper, reproduce, fill the earth, take charge. Be responsible for fish in the sea and birds in the air, for every living thing that moves on the face of the earth." Then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth, and every tree that has fruit with seed in it, they will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth, and all the birds in the sky, and all the creatures that move along the ground, everything that has the breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food. And it was so. God saw that all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. A reading from Genesis chapter 1. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that every day is the right day to be responsible for the well-being of animals.